It's next time I'm going to rant to you about stuff because I feel like it today and I feel like I have just kind of random things to talk about. So, you know, here you go. Also, as I was saying, I do rant a lot. I'm having my therapy session today and my therapist thinks I'm autistic. So we're probably doing just a little test for that. And next week as well, the week after, because normally my therapy sessions are 2 weeks apart. But I don't know. It would make sense though. If I was autistic. I started guitar, by the way. I've only had like 3 half an hour lessons. But yeah, it's going good. I'm quite enjoying it. It's, you know, interesting getting able to learn an instrument. I don't do music at school. Like, I chose not to. So this is the first instrument I'm learning. I did it a little bit in primary school, did a little bit of guitar, like just in the part of the curriculum for music in primary school. It was, like you had to do it. You had to do music as a subject. They've changed it now, apparently, because my sister has to do like drama and music instead of just music. So yeah. So I learned this really interesting fact like a few days ago. And so you know how like all the new phones have like 2 or 3 or 4 cameras? Well, that's basically to try and achieve what like classic cameras do when they switch lenses, and when they switch when like digital film cameras, whatever, switch lenses, it's to like achieve a it's like to change the size or angle of the shot. So like, yeah, but with phones, no one wants to carry around lenses all day, so they put all the lenses in one on your phone. So like my phone has 2 cameras, so that allows me to take portrait photos. This is speaking about Apple phones, by the way. And with one camera you can't take portrait photos, and if you have 3 cameras you can take cinematic videos. And also, if, you know, the little, when you go into the, like, the camera app, you open the camera, and it has, like, those little, dots on the bottom that have, like, 0.5, 1 times, 2 times, 5 times, or something. Yeah. That when you click on those, it's flicking between the lenses, and it also that tells you how far you're zooming in or out. So if you zoom in like enough, it will flick to a different, or zoom in or zoom out enough, it will flick to a different little camera thing. So if you zoom out from one, which is like the basic one, it will go to the ultra wide lens, which is the 0.5, and you can like see it flick, and on the screen it will like, you can just see the screen move slightly. It will just like, that's when it jumps to another to another lens as like point of view. Yeah, it will jump to using another lens, and you can just see the screen flick a bit to the side, or, you know. Yeah, and I thought that was really interesting. And the super zoomed in lens, which was like, would be like 5 times on the little zoomy thing. That's called the telephoto lens. Yeah, so Samsung phones only have 0.5 times, 1 times, 3 times, and 5 times, where Apple only have 0.5, 1, and 5. And you know what? What else is really interesting? I saw this re-uploaded Tumblr post on my Instagram, and I'm probably gonna write it into my book somehow. But I thought it was really nice. So it says, "Art classrooms the opposite of liminal space," and someone replied to that just saying, "Explain," and then they replied to them saying, "It has something to do with the paint on the walls, the tables, the floor, the electrical outlets, the cans with their labels torn off sitting in the sink full of paint-coloured water, the pencil doodles on the table that get erased and changed constantly, the way everything is arranged slightly differently every time you go in, the half-finished projects everywhere in sight, laying on drying racks, hanging on the wall, propped up on an easel, everything about it suggests continuous use even when it's empty. It suggests continuity and returning and belonging." And then the other person replied to that again and said, "That's beautiful, what the hell?" Yeah, so I thought that was interesting. Also because in my book, the main characters, when they stay at the welfare agency, they have like their own little room there, but because they don't have many belongings, it's got like white walls and tiles. It's just very jail cell void-like, liminal space-like. And both the main characters hate it. So yeah, I thought I could kind of do a parallel with that art room thing. Also, I caught most of Wilbur's stream the other day, where he went back on QSMP, and it was mainly angsty, but I got like the most important bits. Like, I joined, spoilers by the way, if you're not caught up on the lore for the QSMP, I joined like a minute before Phil tells Wilbur that all the eggs are missing. So yeah, I've been ranting to my friends about QSMP constantly, and they don't care at all. because they don't follow anything like that. So I just rant. I love ranting to my friends about things that they don't care about. And also, at the end of Will's other stream, like the other most recent one, he just leaves us on the note that it's so weird the song 1985 by Bowling for Soup is about a lady reminiscing about the year 1985, and it was released in 2004, which means 1985 was 19 years ago to this perspective of that song. 2004 was 19 years ago in 2023, which is now, might not be for you if you're listening to this in the future. Hello. That means that 2004 is our equivalent of 1985 for us, because it's the same distance of time as 1985 was for the song. Isn't that kind of weird? And like 2018 for us is the same as 2005 for 2010. Yeah, that's what he was saying. It is just kind of weird. Hey, so it's later and I've had my therapy session, and yeah, she's testing me for autism currently. Well, there's a fly. But she did say that I do have a form of selective mutism. So, you know, isn't that ironic? I have a podcast, but you know.
But yeah, just wanted to update you on that again. So that's cool. I don't have an official diagnosis or anything for selective mutism, but you know I have it. Yeah. Also, I'd also just like to say that the only reason I think I'm getting a healthy water intake is because I have to have water alongside my meds. I'm on acne medication, which I didn't even know that was a thing. But yeah, I can just take medication and it will fix my acne.
But on that note, that's all for this episode, and I'll see you next time.